From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Chatham School District Board of Education is proposing a $34,372,292 budget for the 2023-24 school year, with a 1.98% school tax increase for voters to consider in May. The budget spends $754,191 more than last year, a 2.23% increase. The proposed budget eliminates one kindergarten teacher position, the school says, because of decreased enrollment. And they are also cutting one vendor that provides part-time speech pathologist services. But the proposed budget adds a full-time speech pathologist position at the elementary school, a kindergarten through fifth grade literacy coach position, and more support for academic intervention services at Chatham Middle School. Voters will decide on the budget from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on May 16th at the Mary E. Daughters Elementary School gym. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Congressperson Elise Stefanik is starting a battleground fund to help elect more congressional Republicans in New York. This seems like an answer to the announcement in February of a Democrat-controlled super PAC pledging to raise and spend $45 million to get more Democrats elected to Congress from New York. Republicans currently control the House with a 5-member majority after flipping 4 seats in New York last year that had been held by Democrats. Stefanik is attempting to fund get-out-and-vote efforts with her Battleground Fund. First-term Representative Mark Molinaro is expected to be among the targets of the Democrat opposition campaign. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Elise is an incredible fundraiser and knows what it takes to win. We are proud to have her as the leader of our delegation," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that State Senator Michelle Hinchey isn't ruling out running for the 19th congressional district seat now held by Republican Mark Molinaro. Hinchey is a Socrates-based Democrat whose late father, Maurice Hinchey, represented much of what is now the 19th district during his 20-year congressional career. In an email on April 11th, Hinchey said, and I quote, "The outpouring of support and encouragement to run for the 19th congressional district has been incredible. As a young woman watching what's happening in our country today, I am currently considering the best way I can keep helping people and improving our region," end quote. Hinchey was first elected to the state Senate in 2020. So far, Joseph Riley, the Democrat who lost to Molinaro in 2022, and Daniel Butterman of Oneata have announced they are running in the 19th congressional district in 2024. Molinaro's position on abortion was an issue in the last election, and after a recent court ruling from Texas, may again be in the 2024 campaign. So Hinchey could have an advantage over the other Democrats who have announced so far. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. News 10 reports that several local drive-in movie theaters open this weekend and next. Coxsackie's Highway Drive-In on Route 9 opens this weekend with Reinfeld, Cocaine Bear, Super Mario Brothers, and other films. There are also drive-ins in Palatine Bridge and Glenmount opening April 14th. The following week, drive-ins in Malta, Averill Park, and Broadalbin resume screening, while Greenville's drive-in doesn't restart until June 30th. Read more about this story on the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.